Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's what's happening down there in Hartford. No, I'm just kidding. That's a BattleBots. That's a BattleBots show. Well, there. That's the excitement that happens with the BattleBots. And First has got some excitement too. Just no violence involved. Although I was thinking about that. I mean, yeah, kids on the football field running headfirst into each other, banging their helmets in together, and people like that. Why not having upgrade the First to add a little bit of wrestling involved, or a little bit of? I mean, you might bring in a whole different atmosphere of folks who would want to watch it more. I mean, not just the geek factor, like I'd go watch it as a geek, but sometimes you got to bring in, expand your audience maybe, and maybe adding a wedge where you flip the thing over and hit it with a sledgehammer. I don't know. Kids love the video games today, right? So, I mean, I don't know. Just a thought. I'm sure, obviously, First is very successful without that. I'm just having fun. Speaking of having fun, Rich from Western Mass really got me in trouble. I want to thank you, Rich. My wife's texting me like crazy. Like, what the heck did I say? Thanks, buddy. Let's go on to Lori in Deep River. Hey, Lori.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to first thank you for help you gave me with an 09 Mac.
Oh, great.
Pro a while ago, updating the memory. That really helped.
Oh, good.
The reason I'm calling in today is my husband has used a sea cleaner for his... Motorola, and I'm wondering if there's anything similar for an old iPhone. I've got a 5 or...
Oh, to free up space?
Tablets. Yeah, to free up space to clean out redundant stuff that I can't find hiding in the background.
Yeah, so because your phone is an iPhone 5, so it's pretty tiny little space involved there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that on purpose.
Oh, I know. I mean, I don't use it for... I use it for telephones.
Yeah.
A little bit of internet searching, but... not much else, fortunately, other than texting. So the phone doesn't have a lot on it, but I'm sure there's some stuff, junk.
Yeah, I agree.
It's the tablets that seem to, that store the books, that store the photos, that...
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there's anything that would help clean it out.
And the iOS itself, Apple's iOS, every time you update it, at some point it actually just fills it up to the point where it can't operate.
Right.
All right, so I'm trying to see here for some of the best apps out there. I'm not an Apple user, as you know, but there are some things out there. How to free up space on your iPhone or iPad. Yeah, I've got a good PC Mag article that talks about some of the apps you can try. However, if you keep updating your iOS, which Apple would like you to do, eventually your phone is not big enough to house the iOS.
Right.
So do you know what version of iOS you're running?
The phone is no longer being...
Updated,
yeah. It stopped that a while ago.
Okay.
And it is, if I can just get back into the system. Wait a minute, general, isn't it? And about 10.33 is the version.
Okay.
And it stopped, so and
it
that's
stopped
fine.
There. Yeah, yeah.
For what I'm doing with it, that's fine, but I just was trying to clean out extra.
I hear you, yeah. This article from PC Mag is pretty good. Gives you some ways to try to deal with cleaning up some space so you can remove some unwanted music, unwanted media, telling you to get rid of the messages, empty your browser's cache.
Yeah, clean the cache, get rid of the messages after 30 days.
Yeah.
Clean out the trash and the email.
Oh, you've done all the things then.
Then clean out the trash again.
Yeah.
Clear the cache.
So you've done everything that they've recommended. You've done a lot of what they've recommended.
Okay.
There may not be much more you can do other than just deal with whatever you're left with space. Is it freezing up? Is it not working?
No, fortunately, they're both still working.
Good.
Wanted to do a little.
See if any more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, getting a little freer.
I'll put this link up, and then we'll see if there's any other folks. I know Mike is a big Apple user. He might have another tool that he is aware of that I'm not that we can put up there. And if anybody out there wants to email us at gethelp@tabbing.com, we'll put that link up there for you as well if there's any more. But if you've done those basics,
yeah,
you know, there's probably not a whole lot of room you can free up beyond that.
Okay, great.
All right, Lori.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Unfortunately, again, Apple's planned obsolescence is heavily baked in. Let's go to Gary in Cheshire. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hey, I agree with on the Apple obsolescence baked in. That is a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I've been I tested my internet speed.
Yeah.
And I noticed I went to the site, and I had the ability to select a different server.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that I would have differences in the speed that was delivered by the different servers.
Correct.
So I was wondering, is there a way to set yourself up so that you can go to, like, one server all the time?
No. So what that means is your speed is being tested based on distance. So you could select the Boston server or the L.A. server or the New York server or the whichever server, right? And that's just going to tell you, based on those distances, what your internet speed is. It doesn't affect your day-to-day. It's just which server is communicating with you to give you that speed. So if you want to improve your speed, get cut over to OpenDNS.
Yep, I have that in.
Oh, good. Then that's all set. But there's nothing else you can do. So when I do a speed test, I generally go to a Boston server. I use Xfinity speed test, even though I'm not a Comcast subscriber, and use that tool to see how my speed is.
Okay, because what I actually did was I saw Hartford, so I went, because I'm in Cheshire, that'd be quick, but it's actually slower than going to Springfield.
Well, you may not even get a good result at these close distances.
Yeah.
So you're, as far as a true result, what it's doing is just testing how fast you move a file, a certain size file, and how fast you move it from point A to point B. And you've got to go via the internet and via whatever pipes you're going to get from point A to point B. So I would recommend Springfield or whatever. What speed tester are you using, Gary?
It was Ookla is what I
typed. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. What is your speed? I'm just curious.
It was like 93. I know it's way faster than I need.
Yes, it is.
It's down there.
It's now, just you, right?
Pardon?
Is it just you on your network at 93 gigs?
Yeah, it was just me on it at that point. But, you know, like I have my Sonos on that. But I use it for streaming and my wife on it all the time. So
okay.
But I think I recall you said like 25 or 50 is probably optimal.
For you guys. So it's not, the word optimal is tough, right? It all depends on your usage and how much you're going to move. And you've got a nice, you've got a very fat pipe to the internet. But you don't need that big of a pipe for two people to do any of the things you just said. So you could always save money if you wanted to by reducing your bandwidth if they can offer you a cheaper way.
Yeah, well, probably looking at that. I'm about to take a look at some of the streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll make things interesting, too.
Yeah. All right, Gary.
All right, thank you. Once again, great information. You keep up the good work.
All right, our pleasure. Thanks very much. Internet bandwidth versus speed and all that fun stuff. Do your speed test. See where you are. Go check your bill. Make sure you're getting what you're paying for, right? I mean, there's a lot of folks out there that are not getting what they're paying for. And then ask yourself, do you need that much bandwidth? You only want to buy as much as you need, not more than you need. The cable company is happy to sell you a big, fat pipe. You know, think of it as a water line. If they sell you a 12-inch water main, but you're only using a garden hose's worth of bandwidth that you really need to do what you want to get done, they're really charging you for an expensive pipe.
Well, it's like the water pipe that comes into my house is 1 inch.
Right.
But the water meter only has a half-inch pipe.
You're kidding. So it cuts it in half before it goes to the meter.
That's the most I can get. And my water flow
is fine.
It's not fine.
Oh.
It's kind of low. It's weak.
Oh, geez.
And when they came after 10 years and replaced my meter, I pointed that out. And he said, oh, that's just the way it is.
Well, yes. You know, I've been a part of the water department in Southington, so I can understand. But at least they change your meter out. By changing your meter out, you get a better reading. You could actually lower your cost of water versus an increase. If your meter's old, you may not be getting the right readings on your meter, and it might be not in your favor. Let's go to Joe in Southbury next. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
love your show. Look forward to it all week. You guys really keep me up to date on what's going on. I don't know where else I'd find this out. Anyhow, I have HP Spectre, and I'm having trouble connecting to my network occasionally. And, you know, I'll have to restart or go through a whole bunch of different things and hope that at some point it connects.
Okay.
And I'm wondering how I might diagnose that and see if maybe it's my network card or, you know, try to find out what it is.
Is it wireless or hardwired?
Wireless.
Okay. So you could always go to, like, another wireless source. Do you have a friend or neighbor or family member that's got a wireless service in their home that you could connect to and see how reliable it is?
Well, I could, but I know my wireless system is fine. I have, you know, multiple devices, and everything works perfectly except this HP Spectre.
Okay.
And I did send it out. It did have an issue with the power connection inside the machine, and I did send it out to get it fixed. Apparently, it is a fairly common problem.
Okay.
And after that is when it started acting up. And I'm wondering if when the guy took the back off, if he jostled the... Is there a card in there, or, you know...
Yeah.
Is that something I should maybe just go out and buy and try it, or...
No.
Is there any way I can find out?
You can't really repair or replace it as an individual.
Okay.
You can get another one. You can get a USB thumb wireless adapter. And that way you can turn off your built-in one and use that one to see if it's better.
Oh, okay.
That's where I was kind of going with the test. If you went to another wireless system and had better results, it could be that your wireless network in your home is a little old and not working well with the newer laptop, or it's the card inside your machine.
Yeah, no, it's been working fine for years now, a few years now.
Okay.
I get you, but I think that part's okay.
All right. Maybe update the drivers?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
So how would I do that?
HP has tools, utilities.
You should be able to find under your programs, you should be able to find HP utilities. Do a HP update.
Yeah. And it'll tell you what drivers are behind, and maybe if you update them, you might have a better result with your wireless adapter. But if it's physically failing, after that it still doesn't work, and you're going to keep the laptop, you want to go out and buy a USB wireless adapter as the new way you're going to connect. And you can get those at Staples or anywhere.
Good. Okay. And you know, the fellow who called earlier about his screen, wasn't able to get rid of a screen that came up, and I don't know if you helped him too much, you know.
Well, the plumber came and he had to go.
Oh, okay. But anyhow.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it reminded me very much of, because it was a Dell. Years ago I bought, you know, the inexpensive Dells are loaded with adware.
Oh, yeah.
And my father-in-law would get one and I would have to go into the startup menu and disable all these adwares from starting up when he turned it on, and that kind of fixed it. And I'm wondering, it kind of sounded like that. It didn't sound like it was actually part of Google that was doing it.
No, I hear what you're saying, Joe. He was just trying to browse. He would bring up a browser and it'd be in a full screen, and he couldn't get out of the full screen mode, I think was his issue. But adware that comes along is a pain in the hiney.
Yeah, no, it is. And the other thing is, I used to be a teacher, retired now, but I was very involved with FIRST.
Oh, great.
And went to a lot of the competitions and at the elementary level.
Yep.
And at the elementary level, not only do they have the robotics, they use autonomous Lego robotics.
Okay.
And then the kids also had to do a project with it to solve a certain problem. And it was, you know, it was really good. You know, it chased some of the kids who just wanted to do robotics away, but I actually looked into a few different things. There are some other options beside the BattleBots, because naturally the kids love that. And I looked around, and there's other sort of competitions that, you know, go like bot versus bot, but not, you know, killing each other. You know,
well, Joe, I mean, this day and age, I mean, do you think our idea is a little too crazy? Or, I mean, would you expand the audience if after they did these competitions, they actually went after each other? I don't know.
Absolutely.
It would, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, it would love it. And I don't see the harm in that.
Right, I mean, wrestling.
It's a heck of a lot different than these video games. And,
yeah.
you know, we're not seeing people, you know, shot up. And,
no.
You know, I don't see anything at all wrong with it.
I think it might expand the audience a little further.
Absolutely. I agree. That's what I used to try to do after the first competition is spend the rest of the year and finding something like that.
What do they do with the old bots, Joe? I mean, they got all these great robots that they've built for different competitions, and they have to start fresh every time, right? They have to start with a new build every time.
I'm not sure in the high school level.
Yeah.
I know on the elementary level, you know, everything comes apart, and you just
reuse the parts again.
Yeah, it's like a mechanics. You just take it all apart and start fresh.
I just envision all these leftover battle. These are leftover bots from the high school that could be then, after you've won your competition, okay, let's put Bessie aside here, and then we're going to start a whole new level of fun, but they're going to go after each other in a whole competition that way. I don't know.
Yeah, bot graveyards and things. But be a little too expensive anyway, because the part, even for the Lego stuff, it's not cheap.
No, so I know.
That was one of the drawbacks. And good luck to you later. You might want to extend your show today instead of going home.
I can't. I wish I could, but I can't.
Eric is listening, he didn't mean it.
I didn't say stupid. I never said stupid. Nobody ever heard that word.
I did not say that.
Never.
I'll attest to that.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Rich was just trying to get you in trouble.
And he did. I mean, my phone was zapping up like crazy. I'm in big trouble.
I guess now you know she does listen.
Yeah. And she does have nice pixels. Let's go on to Al in Avon. Hey, Al.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I just have a question. There's another company called Cloudflare out there.
Cloudflare?
Yeah.
Okay.
They've got a competing product with OpenDNS and Google's DNS.
Okay.
It's called like 1.1.1.
All right.
And they're supposed to be privacy first and a quicker system than OpenDNS.
Hmm.
Now, I peel back the onion a little bit. It looks like OpenDNS was bought out by
Cisco. Yeah.
In 2015.
Yep.
This company started in 2009, a couple of years after OpenDNS.
Yep.
And everything about them looks to be like OpenDNS, except better, quicker, faster, and privacy first is a key thing.
All right. I've not used it. I'm looking at it right now. What's the price? Is it still free?
Still free.
Well, again, anything free, you're still the commodity.
Right. But it's in the same league as OpenDNS.
Sure. Sure,
Google
I see.
Public.
I see.
If you go to the actual... I haven't done it yet. There's a download site.
Yep.
And it.
The funny thing is, it's backed by Microsoft.
Oh yeah, Google, Microsoft, Baidu.
Yeah. Do you think they're interested in your privacy?
Well, they're funding. They're backers in private equity with them.
Yep.
And they're going the same route as. DNS.
Yeah. I've not seen anything. I've never used it. It's worth checking out. And anything to make your internet surfing safer. It's actually funny. Cisco actually uses it too.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of something like that? If they own OpenDNS.
Yeah,
they're funding and using this thing.
You know what? The more we have secure surfing, the better. So if this is another good alternative, we've been very happy recommending what we've been recommending. It works really well.
Yeah.
And if this offers a similar method, you can't really believe their website, right? You'd have to believe third parties as to whether or not they're...
Well, supposedly, it says here that they'll never sell your data or use it to target ads, period.
Yeah.
And then they retain KPMG to audit our systems annually.
Uh-huh. So they're doing it out of the kindness of their hearts?
Well, I don't know. That's why I thought maybe you
guys... So I'm a cynic.
Oh, same here.
Yeah. If they say they are, fine. But again, we're all getting Zuckerberg. No matter what we're using, as far as I'm concerned, everything I've ever talked about on the radio, as far as using anything on the internet or whatever, what have you, whether it be any kind of cybercrime or anything like that, it's the stupidest thing you can do because you're trackable. The period.
People that developed this Cloudflare.
Yeah.
Okay. They had previously worked on Project Honeypot.
Right.
Do you know what a honeypot is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that makes me dubious right there.
Well, they could be a honeypot. They're trying to get the bad guys. They're trying to catch the bad guys.
Supposedly, they're the leader in the DDoS or denial. Right.
Dedicated denial of service.
Yeah, yeah.
They're big in that. So I think they're a white hat, not a black hat. I don't know.
I hear you. Try it out.
Well, that's why I'm asking you if you guys tried it out.
No. Once we find a product that works, we generally stick with it. We don't have enough time to monkey around with all of them out there.
Right.
So you try it out. I mean, it seems legit.
All right. But, I'll look at it. I don't like being the first guinea pig either.
That's I hear you. I hear you, Al. So, I mean, we already know what works, and then we'll tell you if it stops working, you know, things like that we recommend. We're happy to change.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, check it out. I appreciate the information. We'll put a link out here so people know what the heck we were just talking about and go from there.
Sounds good.
All right, Al.
All right, thanks.
Yep. My concern, my analogy would be that company like this starts off like Anakin Skywalker, and then they get seduced by the Force of Microsoft,
and they get
and then they get turned into Darth Vader.
I know. Well, you never know. But we'll put a link up here for you so you can see what it's all about. And it's you know, hey, there's a lot of ways to skin this cat, but just assume again.
Competition is a good thing.
Yeah, anything that's free. Line. There's a reason it's free. They're not doing it out of the kindness of their hearts. IT people are not more kind than any other corporate entity.
Well, you know what? When people work, something about it, you got to get paid.
Yeah.
It pays the bills.
So, but I think I've coined a new phrase. Don't get Zuckerberged.
I like it.
That's what it is. So I'm going to stop saying if it's free or the commodity. I'm going to say you're going to get Zuckerberged by having your data sold to the highest bidder. Actually, I heard they're going to actually start charging you possibly if you want to be more private on Facebook. So they might offer you a premium service that says pay us monthly so that we don't sell your data.
What? I'd be willing to pay twice as much as I'm paying right now.
Exactly. Let's get this quick call here from Dave in Eastern Connecticut. Dave, what's up?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, it's a real quick question.
Yep.
Where I'm staying now has a non-secured Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
There are members of the family here in the household that constantly stream.
Yeah.
Causing me to watch a two-hour movie in probably 5 hours. My question, if I was to buy a router and pop it in and password protect just that part of it, would that enable me to stream a two-hour movie in 2 hours?
No. You're using the same service, same pipe.
Even you're sharing it with everybody.
For myself and myself alone.
You're not doing that. You're going through the same pipe. Sorry. Sorry,
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Yep.
Oh, and as far as the last comment there about the being Zuckerberg
and
being, you know, paying for private.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier way to do that. Save your money. Just don't use it.
I agree.
That's what I do. So.
Awesome, man. All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you both.
All right. Bye-bye. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. On this frigid, ridiculously cold spring morning. I want to thank Mike for posting everything live. I want to thank Matt for producing. Stick around. Dr. Alessi will be in next with Healthy Rounds, giving you a second opinion on your health advice.
See you next week.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, and you guys all woke up. The lines are all jammed up, like I promised. And thank you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. Otherwise, we'll be talking about our kids and my wife in this case, which she's not going to be happy about. But let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Brenda in Bloomfield. Brenda, what's up?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling about hotspots.
Yeah.
Where I work, we have two hotspots. One individual uses, can I say the carrier on the phone?
Yeah.
One uses an AT&T hotspot, and we use me and this other individual use a Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
Our Verizon line keeps keeps losing its connectivity.
Yeah.
And the other person that has the AT&T never loses connectivity.
Yeah.
We've taken the battery out. We've made sure there's enough data. You know, there's a computer, there's a printer that's on it, but otherwise there's three people, but we have plenty of data.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why, and we're on the same location. We have two bars each, you know, it shows that signal strength, I guess.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why ours keeps dropping. Like, mine dropped yesterday 5 times.
Yeah.
And the other one, the man that sits behind me, his didn't lose anything, so I don't get it.
It's based on where the antennas are in your service. So Verizon, even for me in Southington, stinks. You go to the high school in Southington, you can't get Verizon at all. You go to my home in Southington, my wife had to hold her phone up in the air above her head just to send a text. Okay? We're getting off Verizon as fast as we can to go to a different service. Now, obviously, in your case, you would move to AT&T. The reverse, though, can exist. You could be saying the exact same thing to me in exactly reverse, depending on where you are, right? The AT&T could be bad and the Verizon could be good. It's all based on their services, their signal. But you just chose poorly for that spot. So I would return that hotspot to Verizon, say thank you very much, but it no worky, and you go to AT&T and buy that if you really want to use cellular hotspots, or you just get an internet connection that's more permanent, like a cable connection or a DSL connection into your business. Yeah, this is a business, right?
It's for a business, and you know, like, the person she took the hotspot home to test it out, and it worked fine. So
yeah, it's location. It's location driven. So if this is for a business, I don't know why you'd want to pay for three or multiple internet connections the way you are. The better idea would be to buy one internet connection, whether it's Cox, Comcast, DSL, Frontier, whatever it might be, into your company, put up a little router, its own little Wi-Fi hotspot, and you're all set. All three of you can connect to that one service.
Typically, Comcast will put up a free one anyway, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, but you still pay for the main connection.
But you got to be a Comcast customer and have an account to be able to connect.
Right. So, Brenda, do you understand that?
Yes. I mean, I don't. It's the company we have. The reason the other person uses his AT&T because he got it free. And he's not really, it's not, he got his free through AT&T, so he brings his in so he doesn't lose his line. But I can't, you know, I can't.
You can't connect because you have Verizon. You chose poorly in this case.
Yeah, and it's not my decision. It was the company's decision.
Yeah, well, you could always hook onto his hotspot, your AT&T buddy's hotspot. It's free. Right? He could give you his passphrase and get you connected that way. Why are you guys all friends in the business there?
No, I mean, it's a company, so we're
You don't have to give your company name, but why would he have AT&T and you would have Verizon and you couldn't?
Well, he brought his own in. He's using his own.
Oh, so he's just solved the issue himself. I gotcha. So he solved the issue of bad internet by bringing in his own. I see.
And I don't feel that I should, you know, I have to bring in my own. I have a Verizon at home that I use when I work at home, and I have no problem with it. And I'm just 20 minutes away.
It's just a bad spot. It's a bad spot for Verizon that you're in right there. That's all.
Yep.
So, you know, it's one of those coverage things when they show you those maps, whether they're yellow or pink or red. In your case, you got a big hole right there. There's no color where you've got your signal.
Yeah, Verizon needs to put in another fake tree in your area.
Yeah. Or you have to flip over to AT&T. Flip over to something else that works.
Okay. All right.
All right, Brenda.
All right. Thank you very much, and I thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye. I wish we could, you know, solve that issue, but we can't. It's just the service. Let's go on to Ken in Manchester next. Hey, Ken, what's up?
Yes. Hello. Good morning. I'd just like to inform you on a phone scam I just had recently.
Yeah.
And I haven't had this before.
Okay.
It said basically to the fact that your name has been found on a list with people we apprehended, four other individuals that they did not name, and. Mm-hmm. Authorities have your name, and if you don't contact us immediately, legal charges will be placed against you,
right,
blah,
right.
blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
and they put the fear of God into you, making it look so official. So that was one of the phone scams I just had just the other day.
Unbelievable. Did you have fun with them? Did you tell them that, oh, you're afraid? Oh, you're very afraid.
No, I just had it recorded on a message, and it had me think just for a second, and I just said, I'll delete it.
Yeah, they're playing on your fears. It's just it's common.
That's an old scam.
Yeah.
But they used to use the scam that saying that they were the one that they used to call my house with. Was they were calling from the IRS,
mm-hmm.
and you had to call this number right away, or they were going to issue a warrant for your arrest for not paying taxes. And,
right.
You know.
And there was one other one I found on my phone, and it said basically something that we have broken into your phone. If you don't contact us in a certain amount of days, we'll wipe all your data out of your phone and share all your information and where have you been and blah blah blah,
yeah,
and stuff like that. And so I waited it out and nothing happened.
Yeah, you sweated it out there, Ken.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Nothing happened. So, I'm sorry it's happened to you, but it is all fake. So,
well, just so people know about
I appreciate you calling.
It can definitely fool people.
Oh yeah, I agree.
So,
thanks, Ken.
Take care.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye bye. Yeah, a lot of scams out there, guys, trying to trick you into doing things.
Social engineering.
Yeah, and they don't even have access to your computers or your stuff. They're just saying they do, or they're saying, connect here with us so that we can make sure you're safe, and then they're going to ask you for your password.
Click on this link and verify your username and password.
Yeah. Never do it, guys. Never do it. All right, let's go on to Jason in Torrington next. Hey, Jason, what's up?
Hello, good morning, gentlemen. Morning. Really morning. Enjoy the show, and thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Would you be able to recommend a virus protection software for Android system, telephone?
Yeah. I like ESET, E-S-E-T. It's free, and they'll try to sell you a subscription, but you don't need to do it. Good antivirus, and you can run it. WebRoot also has antivirus for your Android phone. Those are good ones. But ESET's free. I'm not sure about WebRoot.
Okay. Perfect. I can't stay on the phone so long because the computer police sent they're sending the county sheriff out to arrest me.
Today. Oh, boy. Oh. You're having a bad day then, Jason. All right. Thanks, Ed.
Really enjoy the program, Vaughn, guys. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
They can track you on your cell phone.
They know where you are. Yeah, these scams are ridiculous. So you can't believe them, these calls you're getting, these emails you're getting. They're all fake, and they're just trying to trick you into giving up your information. I don't know how to stress it enough. Again, but my wife got fooled by it even this morning, though, when she was on Facebook, and that ad popped up right through Mark Zuckerberg's highly secure, caring about you Facebook system, popped right up and said, oh, you have 3 seconds to act or you're going to be infected. That's all fake, guys. Don't believe it. So we had a couple lines open for you. Feel free to get online. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock, 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Also, if you've ever had a child go through the FIRST program where they've been competing in the FIRST robotics competitions, we've talked about this for 20-plus years since we've been on the air. They used to call in and say, hey, we got a robotics competition. I remember back 20 years ago, and we're like, oh, what's that? Well, it's pretty big, and it's happening right now in Hartford. If you want to know where all the geeks are, that's where they are. They're all in Hartford right now, and they're either chucking a Frisbee or catching a ball, or this is an 8-bit game they're doing. They do some amazing stuff with some amazing robots, and they're all battling it out in a geek battle royale.
BattleBots.
In Hartford. Yeah, well, BattleBots. See, BattleBots, I used to love BattleBots.
I love that, yes.
Very violent. The robots would shred each other with these big blades.
Some of them had saws. Some of them had sledgehammers.
Oh, man. I'm not sure why that went away. I mean, that just seems right up there.
Oh,
alley.
Man, that was a cool program.
Yeah.
I liked it.
These guys are doing some more, they're more tame. You know, no blades are involved, no violence, no, although you probably would get more spectators.
I like the wedge one where...
Yeah.
It would like go underneath and kind of lift the other one up.
And just
then the
trip
other
it.
One was kind of, what's it called? It would flip it over.
Yeah, flip like a turtle. You can't. You have to have a way to get yourself back.
Once it got
righted.
Upside, they got you upside down, the hammer would come out.
On your soft underbelly of your robot. Oh, the good old days. But these guys are not doing anything like that. They're battling it out in a different way. No violence involved. So we're going to step out for a quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Bob and I were just reminiscing about BattleBots. Some great YouTube videos out there. Again, that's not what's happening in Hartford today. They're battling in a different way. But BattleBots, man, those guys got down and did some damage to each other's robots. All right, let's get back to more of your calls. We're geeking out too much here. Let's go to Len in Manchester. Hey, Len.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Got a problem. I stupidly crashed my computer, and got it restored. And then I was going to try to reload Office that I've bought from Microsoft, of course.
Yeah.
And found that it wasn't on their website. They had to do the download for me and all this kind of jazz. But anytime, I always use Outlook for my emails.
Yeah.
And what I'm getting now is during the day I'll get probably about 50 to 60 of one advertisement, and it's from 50 different source addresses.
Wow. That's annoying.
Yeah, and is there any way to stop that? I've tried Malwarebytes, doesn't find anything. My Viper antivirus doesn't find anything.
No, you're just being spammed, Len. So somebody's got your address. Who is your email provider?
Frontier.
So what you have to do is go onto Frontier's website, log in as you, most likely you have to use your email address, and they should have spam settings. And your spam settings are either not turned on or are set very low. I would hope Frontier has it. They, most of the internet providers offer this. So you just need to go log in as Len using your email address, go to their spam settings, and turn up your spam settings so that you can, you know, block the spam that you're getting. That's what's happening. There's no malware or viruses on your system causing this. This is from the outside.
Yeah, I kind of figured I got into somebody's spam network somewhere, and it's you know, annoying, and it's not the same one every time. It's from different advertising, from, you know, meet a nice Russian girl to loss.
I hear you. So start on the spam side of things when it comes to your email provider. You can also do some of your junk mail settings within Outlook, but it's better to stop it at the source rather than have it dealt with on your machine.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I would recommend you do. It should be easy to do. You just increase your spam settings so that you have less coming at you.
Okay, we will try that. And one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm about ready to give up on computers. Is there any way you can put a USB hub on an IBM 370?
A USB hub on an IBM? How old is this IBM 370? I don't have that model in my head.
That was a mainframe when you were back in
the field. So probably the answer is no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
Right.
Hey, I tried.
All right, Len.
Thanks a lot.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
IBM 370. Way before my time, I guess. Let's go on to Rich in Western Mass. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hello.
Hello.
I do subscribe to, I won't say the name of the service, but it's Blank Squad, and I've run this by them, and they've tried to correct it. See if any of your listeners are having a similar problem.
Mm-hmm.
In using Chrome,
yeah,
to that's our default browser.
Mm-hmm.
I attempt to go on a particular website, which is the one that I go on the most. It happens to be a financial institution. I'll get a small pop-up box in the center of my screen, about the size of a business card. And in the upper left, it says Google Chrome, and there's a little Google logo.
Yeah.
Google Chrome has stopped working. A problem caused the program to stop working correctly. Remember, this only happens with this particular site. I can go
right
to another site. Then it says Windows will close the program. Windows is a Microsoft product, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Windows is saying your Chrome is kind of barfed on itself.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. So why is Google telling me that Windows will close the program? That's suspicious to me in the first place.
No.
Windows will close the program and notify you if a solution is available. Well, this has been going on for weeks. And
yeah, don't hold your breath.
So it's there's a box that says close program. So I close the program. And it just happened to be right there doing it now.
Yeah.
I click program, close program, and it goes to my desktop.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
okay.
To stop me if you've heard this.
Well, yeah. Stop. So stop right there. Bob wants to comment real quick.
Well, yeah. What's happening is the website's trying to run some sort of a script that's not supported.
Right.
On your web browser.
On
it could be a JavaScript or some other script, a Flash, you know, some of the stuff has gone obsolete.
Right.
So they don't support it anymore. And what's happened is that website is still trying to run a, you know, let's say it's Flash. And right. Flash isn't supported by just about anybody anymore because it's so vulnerable.
Right. So Chrome is stopping and halting. Windows is getting involved saying, hey, your browser just messed itself. It doesn't know what to do. I'm going to shut it down. And Windows won't. Microsoft won't call you. Trust me, they're not going to. They don't care about this issue. It is your website designer, whoever site you're going to.
Yeah, the financial institution. Yeah.
They did a bad job in making this compatible with Chrome. So what you have to do is go look at the website and see what browser they'd prefer you use. I bet you it's Internet Explorer or Edge.
Well, it is, because that's what I was going to tell you next. It's so what I do is I go to the desktop and I open Explorer and no problemo.
Exactly. So they've decided to only write for one browser, and if you don't like it, you can just not use their solution, their tools, and that's it. Don't try to fix this. You can't fix this.
Right.
Nothing you can do to fix this, and they're not choosing to fix it. So they're saying, look, if you want this to work, use IE.
Yeah,
and that's fine.
They want me to. Yeah, because they were running a bar at the bottom saying, do you want to make Explorer your
Microsoft
default, right?
That's Microsoft. So Microsoft is fighting with Google to get control of your browser use,
exactly.
Because both of them
want me to switch.
because both of them want to know where you're going. Mm-hmm. It's very, you could almost call it Zuckerberging. Basically, they're trying to Zuckerberg you. They're trying to say, I want to know where Rich is going, and they're going to use Google Chrome to do it. They're going to use IE. The reason they're fighting over your browsing is they want to Zuckerberg you.
And they're using the site I go to the most, because I can go on, you know, my city website or any place else, even Facebook.
Of course.
With Chrome. And
yeah, but they're always going to fight. They want to make, I want to be your default. No, I want to be your default. Why do they want to be your default?
See, they want to be able to read your cookies.
Right.
So that they can put up advertisements for products and websites that you've gone to.
Right.
So then Microsoft or
anybody.
Google Chrome, that's where they get their revenue from.
Exactly.
Yeah, by the way, Eric,
yes.
You're right. Your wife is stupid, but I...
I didn't say stupid. You're going to get me in huge trouble.
But I've met her, and you're also right. She does have nice pixels.
Oh, jeez. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm going to get in big trouble either way.
No, I haven't met her.
I know, Rich. Thanks very much, sir.
Okay, and thanks for... I will notify my my financial institution's website, whatever, webmaster, and
fix it.
Not supported anymore by
the
I made notes, Bob.
All right. Good luck, Rich.
I have a brother, Bob, and
we got to go, bud.
Okay.
We got to go. I'm in big trouble now, thanks to Rich. I don't know how I'm going to get in trouble further, but I'm in big trouble. We'll be right back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.